I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is, Do You Want to Be Made Well? Our text is John chapter 5. We're going to start in the key verse, which is John chapter 5, verse 6. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition for a long time, he said, Do you not want to be made well? Well, John chapter 5 is a powerful moment in Jesus' ministry. It opens with a healing, but not just any healing. Jesus walks into a place called Bethesda. Now, it's a pool surrounded by people who are sick, blind, lame, and paralyzed. Among them lies a man who had been sick for 38 years. Jesus looks at the man and asks a question that seems almost insulting. At first glance, of course the man wants to be healed. He's been waiting for nearly four decades now, but Jesus' question pierces deeper than the surface. It speaks to the heart of the human need, desire, and responsibility that comes with healing. Okay, point one, the condition of the man, hopelessness and waiting. The man had been lying there hoping for healing for 38 years. Think about that. That's longer than Jesus had been alive on earth at this point. Some of us haven't waited that long for anything. This man had likely lost all hope, and yet he was still there. The lesson? Some of us have been lying in the same place spiritually, emotionally, or mentally for far too long, waiting for something to change, waiting for someone to help, but we've become so used to our brokenness that we've stopped believing change is even possible. Leads us to point two, the question of Jesus. Do you want to be made well? Jesus doesn't ask what's wrong with you or how long have you been here. He asks, do you want to be made well? This question is crucial because not everyone who is hurting is ready to be healed. Some have grown comfortable in their pain. Some have built their identity around their suffering. Some don't want to be healed because healing means responsibility. It means getting up, walking, working, living differently. Here's our spiritual parallel. Do you want freedom from sin? Do you want your marriage healed? Do you want to forgive and let go of bitterness? Jesus asks, not with condemnation, but with invitation. Leads us to point three, the excuses of man. I have no one. The man replies, not with a yes, Lord, but with an excuse. I have no one to put me in the pool. He blames others. He feels abandoned, and maybe rightly so, but still, he doesn't answer the question. How often do we do the same? I would serve God, but my past. I want to change, but people keep holding me back. I'd love to get better, but no one is helping me. Jesus doesn't engage the excuse. He simply says, you ready? Point four. The command of Christ, rise, take up your bed, and walk. No long speech, no ritual, just authority. Rise. The man is instantly healed, but Jesus also tells him to take up his bed. Why? Because he wasn't coming back there. No more lying around waiting. His healing came with a call to action, a new life, a new walk. When Jesus heals us, he calls us to responsibility. Healing is a beginning, not the end. Leads us to point five, the controversy, religion over relationship. The religious leaders immediately got upset, not because the man was healed, but because it happened on the Sabbath. They missed the miracle because they were focused on the rules. Be careful not to let religious traditions blind you to the move of God. The Sabbath was never meant to hinder healing. It was meant to point to the one who gives rest to the soul. Point six, the identity of Jesus, equal with God. The rest of the chapter unfolds as Jesus explains who he is. He is not just a healer. He is the Son of God. He claims equality with the Father. He says he gives life. He judges. He raises the dead. He speaks of resurrection, both physical and spiritual. This is not just a man who helps people. This is God in the flesh offering eternal life to all who believe. Let's go to seven. The final witness. Scripture points to Christ. Jesus ends up with a sharp word to the religious leaders. You search the scriptures, but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. They knew the word, but missed the word made flesh. They had religion, but they didn't have a relationship. Let's wrap it up. Do you want to be made well? Jesus is still asking this question today to the addict, to the broken, to the bitter, to the weary. He asks, do you want to be made well? your healing may not come in the way you expect. You may have to leave behind old excuses. You might be called to walk in a new way, but the one who stands before you is not just a man. He is the Son of God offering you life. Let's do our call to action here. Are you ready? Stop waiting for someone else to change your life. Stop blaming your circumstances. Stop depending on the pool and start trusting in the person of Jesus Christ. Get up, walk, live differently. The healer has come. Will you respond? I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this has been your Faith for Today.